This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. From the steel and aluminum tariffs to the Section 301 tariffs, those are the ones at the heart of the China trade war, there has been a behind-the-scenes paperwork fight going on. Thousands of companies have applied for tariff exemptions. A relative handful have gotten them. So for today's installment of our series, My Economy, what happens when the tariffs go away, at least for a little bit?
My name is Mehdi Farsi. I'm the co-founder of State Bicycle Company from Tempe, Arizona. State Bicycle Company was started in 2009. The founders were myself, my brother, and a high school friend of ours. If you remember 2008, 2009, you know, there weren't a lot of options, so going the entrepreneurial route was always appealing. The three of us were all interested in bikes, and we decided to kind of pursue the bike business. When we did hear about the tariffs, we had the tough conversation with, you know, employees saying, you know, even if we're busy, we're probably not going to be able to bring in extra help, and salaries are going to kind of stay put for the foreseeable future. But in all reality, our overwhelming sentiment was, you know, the Walmarts and Home Depots of the world aren't going to like tolerate this. Like, they bring in so much stuff, like it's going to, you know, blow over in a couple of weeks or a couple of months. We didn't think it was going to drag out as long as it has. We had filed an exemption for single speed bikes that we bring in every month, sometimes multiple shipments per month. So just in a few short months, it was tens of thousands of dollars, close to $100,000. The day that we got the trade exemption was pretty surreal. As kind of more information came in, kind of in real time, we found out that it was our application that actually got the exemption for our product that we're bringing in. So that was pretty wild that, you know, a small company from Tempe, Arizona was able to get an exemption, whereas, you know, companies that are several times or even several hundred times larger than us didn't have success in that. January 1st, 2020, we were able to offer benefits for our full-time employees for the first time. So with those savings that we're picking up and the hopeful eventual rebate of the tariffs that we did pay, that allowed us to do that for our employees.
Mehdi Farsi, he's the co-founder of the State Bicycle Company. They're in Tempe, Arizona. Do let us know what's going on in your economy, would you? There's a place you can do that at marketplace.org.